Leader of Britain's Labour Party warns that he will vote down anything that fails to satisfy his party's criteria for UK's divorce from the European Union. Jeremy Corbyn said Labour Party has already set out its views about issues surrounding Brexit. Corbyn said any exit deal must pave the way for a better protection of jobs, trade and workers' rights. He also said a hard Irish border must also be avoided.
We made it clear that we do not want any hard border between the Republic of Ireland and the North of Ireland.
Labour Party leader made the comments after holding talks with senior EU Brexit officials in Brussels. Earlier on Thursday, a chief spokesman for the European Commission said the EU is ready for all scenarios during Brexit talks with the UK. Margaritis Schinas added the EU has now focused on getting a deal with London. British Premier Theresa May is under fire for her final Brexit proposal, but she's defended her proposal, saying UK must prepare itself for a no-deal scenario with the European Union. Joining us now out of New York is Ian Williams from Foreign Policy and Focus for more on the story. Hello, Mr. Williams. Pleasure to have you back in the program. Sir, now, it seems Jeremy Corbyn is quite passionate about standing. I mean, what can he do as far as throwing a wrench into May's proposals here?
Well, the big concession was already secured, that any final deal has to go back to the House of Commons, to the Parliament, to be voted on. So if he can persuade enough people in Parliament to vote against the deal, and it looks like whatever deal comes out is going to be so abysmal that only the most diehard Conservatives will vote for it, then it's very likely the deal will be voted down. And under British constitutional rules, that could lead to a no-confidence vote in Parliament, which means that May goes for election and will probably lose because she's produced such a bad deal. But so he has a method in what he's doing and why he's standing firm on this.
But what would this mean for Brexit itself?
Well, that's the interesting question, because the whole question of democracy and the referendum is preying on Jeremy Corbyn's mind, and on they say there's already been a referendum. So circumstances really have to change before you can challenge the people's will with another referendum, which would take to legitimate remaining in the European Union. And you know, one argument would be that if the deal is so disastrous and the consequences are so disastrous, then the people should be allowed to rethink, and the Parliament would vote for a new referendum, which would include Remain as an option. Although we can see at this week's Labour Party conference, that was a bit of a contentious issue. Some people thought that should be excluded, but other people think that just to have one big vote on an issue and regard that as binding forever. Is not, if you remember, it was the law of the Medes and Persians, your ancestors there in Tehran, that once a law was decreed, it needn't be changed. But that's not the usual constitutional practice. Just because you voted to do something, if you fail to do it, then you don't keep on trying indefinitely, would be the argument, I suppose. And his argument would also be he might well try to think this is a Labour government being more reasonable, and without all the baggage of Boris Johnson and the Little Englanders, he might be able to negotiate a better deal with the European Union. But I think the European Union is telling him, no, that's not on.
Thank you for joining us and for your input, Mr. Ian Williams out of New York from Foreign Policy in Focus.